Today I would like to present about patience in practice. Patience is very important. Without patience, we would somehow develop disappointments, frustrations, and doubts. And from that, through these difficulties, we may lose the path of happiness. It's like trying to grow a little plant. As the seedling come to spring up and they start growing up, we can't stretch it every day to make it grow taller quickly. You can't do that. It'll damage that little plant. Patience. Everything has its own space and time to understand that. And the Buddha said this practice is a gradual development. It's not straight away get enlightened. It could be, but that also has the past backgrounds of understanding life and experience in life. You can, through those gradual developments happening in the past. But for all of us that comes to Buddhism new, then it is important for us to be patient, to have the results, to be visible. In Buddhism, it is important that we try to understand what Buddha actually taught, because in Eightfold Path that Buddha pointed out, the first one is the right understanding. That means knowing what you are doing. So it is important in Buddhism to find out what Buddha actually has spoken, has taught. So this part is the learning aspect. So in order to understand what we are doing, why are we meditating, we need to learn what Buddha teachings are. So from that understanding, when we meditate, when we practice, then it is more effective and have a more lively nature into it. Not like following scriptures saying that you must do this, you must do that. And Buddha never in Buddhism encourages that. He said to ask questions, to investigate. That's what Buddha encourages to do. Not to follow what he say. What I said, he said, you with your own experience, you apply it, you contemplate it, you practice it, and if it's agreeable, if it's bring benefits to you, then with understanding, if you practice, that's good. He said, you're my disciple. So Buddha never asked people to follow him blindly, and he never would want people like that. He wants people to have this investigative mind, contemplative mind, into the truth that he has found, not just like following blindly. He said, ask questions with your own experience in your life, he said. Then you'll find out, what it is there that I found out, and the freedom from this pain and sorrow of this world. So it is very important to have, when you are coming and start interested in Buddhism and want to practice it to have happiness in your life, then need to understand, right understanding comes first to have this. So there's need a lot of patience there. You just straight away what difficulties and problems you have in life, the pain and sorrow you have in life, you can't, just by, straight away doing it, and then within a few time frame, you won't be able to manage to get rid of them. But you will still have some benefit. So it is very important to put some effort into finding out, what Buddha taught. Sometimes in life that used to happen that we heard one or two comments or words, and then we, based on that, we have our decisions, like or dislike, on a certain thing. And maybe you heard something nice about Buddhism, which is good, but you need to find out about it with an open mind. not committing, not uncommitting, with an open mind. And then if you find it, you know, truthful and useful by when after applying with your own experience, then if it is good, if it brings happiness to yourself and to others, no harm to yourself and no harm to others, then it is a good thing to practice. I'm using the word practice here, not to follow. I'm not using the word follow. I'm using the word to practice. In Buddhism, is once you understand these Buddhist teachings of, oh yeah, Buddhists see on this way on this one, and he points out that way on that one, and if you agree to it, that is your knowledge. That is your knowledge, which is good. But knowledge and realization is again different. And knowledge is like, you know, I could tell you about this little bell I have here. I could tell you that little bell is made of many different materials in it, not just one material, and that the stages they make the bell is so, complex and this and that, so on and so forth. I could even borrow books and let you read it, and then after reading it, you would say, oh yes, this bell is not an ordinary bell. To have the clarity of the tone and the mellowness and the resonance, they have made it so well. But then knowledge, which is still good, but to experience it, take the stick and then hit it. Then you heard the noise. How clear and how beautiful and how the resonance keep rolling on until it fades away. Then that is your experience. You have found out about the bell, and now you have experienced it. Not only that, you have the knowledge, but you also have the realization of the sound, how it sounds, isn't it? So Buddhism, when you try and find out learning aspects of Buddhism, what Buddha taught, that is to have the right understanding. And it has to be followed by practice. And practice come in practice, this meditation of finding out how the mind behaves at every moment, at every action and reactions, how the mind is, you know, going back and forth, you know, running around, what it is doing. So when you say practice, you know, with meditation, calming the mind down first, and then morality, you know. And from these practice, you have wisdom. So morality and wisdom also is becoming very important. And again, I'm talking about practice. Once you have heard what Buddha has taught, what Buddha has spoken, then with practice, when you follow up, you know, just like a Buddha said, you know, not to tell what is not the truth. And with the calm mind, now the mind is discerned, the mind is concentrated. Before you say something, oh, actually that is not the truth, now the awareness is there reminding you, that is not the practice. The practice is, Buddha said, refrain from telling what is not the truth. So if you don't want to say something, don't say about it. But if you say the truthful things. If the truthful things, even when you said it, even when it is truth, bring no benefit to anyone, don't say it. Practice coming in now. And then don't take what is not given. Oh my goodness, these are beautiful lemons up there near the cottage. Nobody's using it, you know. University doesn't need it. I can pick one up and use it, you know, but it's not giving to you. Come practice. You walk by a place, a fence, and then you see beautiful flowers hanging over. If I pick one, nobody will know. Oh well, you know, they got plenty, it wouldn't matter. Practice, you don't do it because it's not giving to you. Morality. No sexual misconduct. Buddha said, refrain from having sexual misconduct. And then there are, you know, relationships there. You don't go and break up because you like somebody and then you want to, you know, eschew that somebody away from that relationship, not to break up relationships. And if you're married, have partner, commit yourself to it. Don't have other, you know, wander off to other interests. So practice come again, to have the morality. And if you don't have this morality, then you can't practice. And when you do this, actually do this, it's not easy. Refraining part is so hard sometimes. That's where you need patience. Patience. And then Buddha said, don't take refrain from taking intoxicants, drugs and non-medicinal things in your body. You go to the party, there you are, your favorite wine, Cabernet Sauvignon and Pinot Noir and, you know, whatever. A beer, Heineken and Four Eggs and whatever, Tui's and that sort of things. There you are, free. Practice comes in. Well, it's free now, I can drink, you know, one or two glasses, doesn't matter. Practice. You know, why Buddha say, you know, refrain? Buddha never say, you must not drink, you must not kill, you must not this, you must not that. He say, refrain. If you want to do it, you can do it, of course. Go ahead and do it and see what happens. We have been doing that all our lives and see what happens. We have so much unhappiness in our lives. No peace at all. That's why from these life experiences, by doing these things, by not refraining them from doing them, then we have so much problems and troubles. These are the sources that create all the misery and troubles and unhappiness and difficulties. Okay, you become, you know, you like that wine so much, you like that beer so much, when you get home, oh, I'll have another one then. And from then on, it becomes a habit. From habits become addiction. Then you have problems, you have difficulties. And you like that somebody, and that somebody, you pine for it, and you pursue to get that somebody, and that somebody has relationships already established, and you try to break it up. So many problems, so many things you see on the television and newspapers, killing each other out of jealousy, doing harm to each other out of jealousy and hatred and anger. These are the things that happen. These are source things. So, from right understanding, learning aspects, you have this meditation in Eightfold Path. It's right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. From that, we have this concentrated mind. Awareness is there. When we have a glass of wine or beer and then, you know, we start talking, the mouth becoming loose, the tongue becoming loose, and you start saying things. Awareness, tap on your shoulder and say, look what you're saying. That's not really true, and that's not wise to say. That can create problems. Isn't it? Recently there on the news that the chef with a very unwise habits with the mouth, unwise mouth, say unwise things and see how much trouble he has gone through. Say what is not the truth that Buddha said. Refrain from saying wrong speech, harsh speech. So these are the practice. When you practice, it needs patience. So with patience, you know, if you give it a go, keep practicing, I'm sure you will get some happiness out of it. I offer this to you today. Hope you have a pleasant day. Thank you.